happened this afternoon?
We had a nativity.
We had a great day in singing.
We had a really awesome day, and I think all the adults enjoyed it, and I'm sure everyone will be really proud of us.
And how did it feel singing in the cathedral?
It was quite cold, but... And then it got warm, and it was good.
When I see my mum and dad, it made me super happy, and then I just closed my eyes and sing.
It made me really happy that I could see everyone's faces here in the cathedral, and it was really nice to see this whole entire place. It's really nice and beautiful.
And what was learning all the songs like?
It was hard until we got it in our heads.
It was like really good and Christmassy, like we're having good times.
They were fun to learn, but it was quite hard to note them at once.
And which song was your favourite?
Oh, me and Eddie discussed We Three Kings.
The Merry Christmas one, it's my favourite.
Merry Christmas and Three Kings.
What is your favourite thing about Christmas?
I like getting all the presents Santa brings us.
I like to ask Santa to have some princess toys and lots of things.
I like to get the toys and presents from Santa.
Think you would do this again, singing in the cathedral?
I would like to, but it would be hard learning all the songs again.
Sometimes I forget one of the words. Yes.
I would love to, but I can't, because I will totally forget all of them. And I'll lose the thing that's got everything inside it.
And did it take lots of time to learn all the songs?
It took several days.
It takes 2 minutes and it makes me feel happy all the time.
And it takes at least more than 7 days to learn all of them.
And who came to see you sing tonight?
My mum, my dad and my brother.
My mum and dad always come and see one of what I sing.
My mum, my dad, and my big brother.
Hasn't this been the most brilliant telling of the first Christmas story? And I actually think the children, but also the teachers, who have so many reasons to help bring this all together, deserve an enormous round of applause.
Hi, I'm Michaela Betts and I'm a Year 2 teacher at IJS.
So how much work goes into putting on something like this?
Well, you kind of work alongside the other year groups to find out what we're going to do and what the carols are going to be. And then we decided to use a poem within it. So it was like making sure who was doing which part and practicing and all, yeah, working together really. Lots of work.
And what are the benefits of this type of event?
Probably togetherness with the year group, especially the time of the year. And actually the children do feel quite proud of it when it all comes together. It might be quite chaotic at the start, but then it works quite well at the end.
And do you have a favourite Christmas carol?
I've got lots of Christmas carols. Oh Holy Night, I think, is one of my favourites. And On a Starry Night.
And after this event, are you now feeling full of a Christmas spirit?
A little bit more festive, yes.
This is the Rector, Hayley, and it's such a delight to be here this evening and welcome the children and their families to this carol concert as we all prepare for the joy and the love of this Christmas season.
And how does it make you feel seeing so many people here this evening?
It's so heartwarming to see so many people here, to listen to the young ones tell the first Christmas story and articulate it so well with passion and with understanding. And then for all of us to join in those all-important carols where you hear the words of the story retold.
And do you have a favourite Christmas carol?
I do have a favourite Christmas carol. My favourite Christmas carol is Jesus Christ, the Apple Tree.
That's a new one on me.
It's by Elizabeth Posner and arranged by John Rutter. And it is just so beautiful. The haunting lyrics, the haunting melody, just for me is very evocative of this Christmas time.
So this is a very busy time of year for you.
It's a really busy time, but such a joyous time. From carol concerts with the school, the cathedral will be hosting 9 lessons and carols this coming Sunday at 7 o'clock. And it's a real chance for the community, again, to come and hear that first Christmas story and to join in singing those carols that mean so much to us throughout the ages.